Time for a Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in Madison. And how are you guys doing today?
Doing really good. Well.
Good. I just talking before we went on the air. How many shows have we done? About 3,000?
Oh, God.
It's been quite a few.
Wouldn't it be fun to keep track of that?
It would.
Yeah.
I don't know when our first show was.
Well, we got 20 more years to go. We could top 20,000 shows or something.
Fill up that podcast site.
There you go. It is. Believe me.
Yes.
All right, well, welcome back to the studio. So, talking technology.
Yes, we are.
And so, what are we doing today?
We're going to talk Windows. Windows 10, 11, and 12.
Ooh.
Yes. Windows. But let's start, we just roll back here to Windows 7. There's a lot of people still using Windows 7. Not a lot, not the majority, but a lot.
Yeah.
Paul just pointed to his computer. He's got a Windows 7 machine.
Yeah, that's
Maynard. Any guess? When that came out?
I have no idea.
2009.
No way.
Time flies, doesn't it?
No way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's when Windows 7 came out.
Yep.
That was a really big deal. Was that the first? What's the first? What did it go from?
No.
When did it start with, John? The history buff here.
Well, NT was the very first one. And then Windows 95 was when it began with a start button. That's kind of the Windows as we
Windows
know it.
Windows 95,
And then 98. Then the Millennium Edition, and
XP.
XP after that. Yeah, because the Millennium Edition was terrible.
Yeah.
So everybody went to XP, and then it was 7.
And then, okay, so 2009, we had 7.
Wow.
2012, we had 8, which was a huge flop. 2010 has been around since 2015.
Oh, wow.
2011, 2021, and then sometime this year we're going to get Windows 12. But just to put it in perspective, so Windows 7, and then 3 years later it was Windows 8. 3 years later it was Windows 10,
which was supposed to be the last one, right?
Yep.
That's right. We talked about that on the shows.
But that was a long time ago, Paul. That was 6 years ago. So it's been 6 years since Windows 10 came out, between Windows 10 and Windows 11. So Windows 11 was in 2021. That was 6 years later. So they were doing 3 years, 3 years, 3 years, and then they skipped and took 6 years before Windows 11 came out.
Why?
And Windows 11 has now been out for 3 years.
Ooh.
Almost.
So Windows 12 is coming up?
Yep, and that's kind of a normal transition, and I don't know if it's because we're getting older that it just seems like
it's going faster and faster, but yeah.
But, I don't know.
That's really interesting.
They said that Windows 10 was going to be the last one, and
then they waited six years.
And then they waited 6 years and probably thought everybody forgot that they said that and came out with Windows 11. But anyways, so we'll talk just a little bit. So Windows 10 is getting no more system updates. That means no more changes. They will continue to have those security updates until 2025.
Well, when does that start then?
We're not getting any more system updates. We'll still get the security updates until October 2025. So, like right now, Windows 7 is no longer getting those security updates.
Okay.
Which makes it vulnerable for hacks and that kind of thing. Yep. So we're still good with Windows 10 until October 2025.
So almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Windows 11, their support end date is currently unknown. They don't have an end date for that yet.
Well, that was just released when?
2021.
2021.
Yeah.
And it's 24 already.
Yeah.
That's what blows my mind. I still have to look at my phone every time I write a check.
But so Windows 12, I've seen what it's supposed to look like. And of course, it's not finished yet. So nobody knows for sure. They don't even know if it will be coming out called Windows 12. They don't know.
Oh. So you've seen what Windows 12 is going to look like on the screen?
Yep. And
it looks similar
to Windows 11. I think it looks a little more like
Macintosh.
The Macintosh operating system on the Apple computers. A little bit more like that. And also some of the features look a little bit more like your phone or your tablet, where they have widgets or, where you have the phone screen and you always have the date and the time or the weather. Those things are kind of in the center. less of the icons that we know of on our Windows 7 and 10.
Which bums me out because I love a screen full of icons. My desktop is full and I love
it. Just like his real desk.
That's the way the production room is here at the radio station. Yep. Icons filling that screen.
Yep, yep. But there's
you get lost in that on your screen. You know where everything is.
I know where everything is.
I can't find anything on his screen or his desk, but he knows. Works for him. So, so I don't know if they won't have icons, but on these screenshots that I saw, they did not have any icons.
Wow.
Which.
So what do you do? I wonder.
Well. You go here or you go there. It's not. Now, Windows 8, if you remember, if anybody remembers, it was horrible.
Catastrophic failure.
It looked completely different than what we were used to. There was nothing familiar. You had to go up into corners to bring down pop-up menus, and you didn't know which corner to go to. So Windows 12 looks enough like what we're used to that it's going to still be functional for us that don't like brand new things. But it's going to look more like maybe what the new generations are familiar with. So, yeah. So hopefully the learning curve won't be so high.
The what?
The learning curve.
Oh, the learning curve.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always a learning curve.
Yes.
It's a fact of life.
People don't like change.
So these new versions that come out every 3 years, lately 6 years, from Windows 95 till now, Windows 12, I mean, can you see a big difference in what it looked like and how it operates?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're continually.
Is that why they come out with new stuff to try to improve it? Or
both.
Improve it, and they're also selling hardware like crazy. Every time, you know, like you couldn't. Most computers that had Windows 10 needed to be upgraded for Windows 11. So that's why the new ones come out with Windows 11. So people are buying computers just because it doesn't work. The new version doesn't work with their computer anymore. It doesn't have enough horsepower. So it's huge as far as the hardware manufacturers go. I'm sure they're the ones that are screaming for it. You know, keep on releasing new versions so we have to keep on selling new computers.
All about money then.
It really is.
And that's,
and they do make
not a surprise.
Improvements and changes. I mean, we use things differently than we did when we had Windows 95. You know, right.
I remember Windows 95.
Yeah, it was.
I like that Windows 95.
Yep.
And Windows 98. Mm-hmm. On and on.
Yep.
And there's always Linux.
Yeah.
There's always what?
Linux.
What's that?
That's a free operating system that I can't believe it's not more mainstream than it is because it can run on almost anything. You could pull out your old computer from the basement
and run Linux. What are you talking about, John? Here,
it's an operating system.
Oh, okay.
An operating system is how you interact with your computer. So the you know how Apple computers look and act differently than Windows computers? It's because they have two different operating systems.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They don't cross over. Now the Linux
has nothing to do with Windows.
Has nothing to do with Mac. It's another operating system that can run on computers.
Never heard of it. Do you use it, John?
I several places we use it.
Really?
It's been more like a programmer operating system where if you're a programmer or you're into building websites or different things.
We have Linux servers.
Yeah,
And that's very, it's so much more secure.
They haven't been super user friendly though, as far as I know, but they're getting to be more user friendly. There's a new version, well, I don't know how new it is, but it's called Nitrix. So it's a Linux operating system called Nitrix, N-I-T-R-U-X. It looks a lot like the Apple operating system. So.
Okay.
You know, there's, and that I believe is a free download.
Yep.
Whereas the Windows, you know, you have to either buy them with the computer or if you build a new computer, you have to buy the operating system.
And what does an operating system cost from Microsoft now?
$150, $200.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, so you just have to do a little more learning.
Yeah.
But it's similar and you could leave that cost out. So I think it's going to come around where people will start saying, oh, tell me again about this Linux stuff.
Well, I got to look into that. That's
especially
cool.
Because we're hearing rumors that, you know how you used to be able to buy your software and now you have to pay for it like monthly or yearly. Now they're talking whispers about the operating system for Windows possibly being that way.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
So not only would we have to buy it, but we would have to keep buying it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's...
Always change.
Yep.
Always change.
Always change. And I don't like change.
Right.
You like change, John?
Not so much.
Okay.
But we do keep up with it.
Yes.
And we can help.
It's a necessity in our business.
Yep. You need it. Yep. All right. Speaking of your business, where you're located, when you open, if people have questions, how can they get a hold of you?
We are located right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank. We're open Mondays through Fridays, 9 to 5. You can give us a call, 320-698-4747.
Or keep sending those emails to support@ruralsolutions.com.
Support@ruralsolutions.com.
You bet.
There you go. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.